Hey crew, what is up? Time for a little MOA Monday here. The post NRA show, as it would be. So welcome. We are live on the YouTubes, and we're simulcast over on gunchannels.com. And we grab the link for that, and as always, get that over into the YouTube chat. So bam, there it is. Yeah, go check out gunchannels.com if you followed any of the stuff from this weekend. We have a good time over there. Great little community of people, a lot of support. So what are we going to talk about? We can I want to start out because I don't remember giving some shout outs that I really need to give. And that's to Miss Tina out there, and also Esparta, who joined on as patrons over on Patreon. So, thank you to Tina and Esparta for that. Appreciate it. And if you're not aware, that's patreon.com/clovertac. All sorts of cool previews, extra private shows for the patrons over there, cool swag and all kinds of fun stuff we do over that way. If I sound a little weird, then it's because I'm tired and I'm also sore. It's walking. You don't realize. And I lightened the weight of my backpack after the second day. I only really took in what I absolutely needed in that backpack. Didn't make much of a difference. And then walking around with my camera rig and stuff like that all the time. Yeah, it was rough. But I think I'm paying for that now. And then I don't know, with that many people, anytime you're around a bunch of people like that from all over the place, you run the risk of getting sick. So that worries me too, that I may be coming down with something. Hopefully not. But we're going to get through this. We're going to get it done. I'm always game for hanging out with everybody out there. A couple of things as far as content. If you've been following, we've been doing a lot through the Instagrams, and then that translates, of course, over to the Facebooks and the Twitters as well. And I guess since Wednesday we haven't done an actual live show, and hopefully the live streams from NRA kind of held everybody over until this week, till we can get back on our regular schedule. And those were some pretty cool live streams. If you didn't catch those, jump over there. I put those in a playlist, and actually there's two that's probably the most interesting, and they're actually tagged with the hashtag NRAAM 2018, or NRAM, as Jill Smith would say, 2018. And those two are pretty cool. The first one, quite a few cameo special appearances from people that pop up in that one, which is pretty neat. And then the second one, that was from the exhibit hall floor. The first day I was there, first time I had walked in to the exhibit hall there. And then the second one was the second one over there, also tagged with that, is going to be we were just hanging out. We're actually waiting on Tag Daddy in the media room the last day, and got a couple of special appearances on that one too. So pretty cool. You can kind of tell from that, you know, even though we were working and we were getting it done, we were still having a good time. So, yeah. And then as far as the actual produced content, dropped the interview with Rob Pincus from Personal Defense Network today. If you haven't ever met Rob before, he's an awesome guy, man. I mean, you would think somebody with his creds and history and everything, you would really think that he would, you know, potentially be a little more guarded or whatever. And I find that more and more, as I go to these places and talk with people and whatever, that vast majority of them are real people. I mean, we tend to, a lot of times, see them in a light like they're supermen or like they're on a pedestal, right? And when you're talking about the guys like, you know, Tonto and stuff like that, obviously they are. You know, those guys have risked it all, quite literally. But just talking about a lot of the talent and stuff that's out there, a lot of the creators and influencers and movers and shakers, as it would be. And, yeah, you get to talking to them. And Rob was certainly that. I mean, he was hilarious. Just a fun-loving guy. So let's check the chats here. Looks like Clay and Al hanging out over on the Gun Channel side, and we're jumping pretty good here on the obviously Al is also out here on the YouTube side, so he's switch hitting today. Mohawk boys out there with us, William and RL and the 1% and Einstein is out there. They were all here early and having a wrench war or a hammer war, apparently having a good old time in the chat. And let's see, Kenneth is with us, looks like, and Ro, what is up, Ro Call, and Tardot's here, that guy's wife, Night Strike, is with us, and Recoil, Trauma Jock, Mavericks in the house, Chevelle is here, Vanessa Kitty, also jumping in, it looks like, what's RL saying? RL saying, hugging ghosts make you sore. His back would be screaming after bending over that far. Ghost has to bend over just a little bit to hug me, though, I think. We're pretty close to the same height, regardless of what he may tell you. We're actually pretty doggone close. Zippy's out there with us, looks like. What's up, Zippy? And the boss, the casino boss, in the house as well. So, sweet. Well, just like every Monday, this is your show. So topics are up to you. Questions are up to you. Whatever you got, whatever you want to talk about, that's what we can do. Well, I see Alaskan Ballistics is in the house. Watch those typos now. He said, what's up, lover? That's a very important C. You have to remember to type, because that could get a little racy if we're putting that out there. And it looks like Ghost jumps in too. Just a reminder, since I do see Ghost out there in the chat, if you are a patron of Ghost, 10 o'clock Central tonight is his private Patreon chat. So reminder on that. Be looking for that over on Patreon. Revolvers out there. Did I miss a bunch of people that come in, or what is going on? Because as I'm scrolling through here looking for topics or questions or whatever, good Lord, I'm seeing people. I'm on top chat. Let me change this to live chat. Maybe that's the difference here. Because I'm usually, when I'm by myself like this, I usually miss enough without any help from the YouTubes. Yeah, Ralph joined us. What's up, Ralph? Maverick says he hears Ollie North is replacing Pete Brownell as the president. Yeah, that's what I heard. And then Zippy said Kraut didn't make the board. Honestly, not terribly surprised. There was, you know, a lot of the folks in the industry wanted him, but you got to realize there was a lot of folks out there. Tech Daddy says he caught a cold. He blames G-Webs. Yeah, that'll work. G-Webs never gets sick. Never gets sick. Yeah, right. Unless he eats a buffet and then something happens. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'd almost rather have Pete over Ollie. I don't know, just as far as a likable guy or liking somebody, I tend to like Pete Brownell a little better than Ollie North. I think in the grand scheme of things, unfortunately, and we talk about this all the time, that I really don't think it matters. That's just kind of a figurehead, and I really don't think in the grand scheme of things it matters. And if we We can't get the board whittled down there enough. I mean, 70 something board members, really. You know, obviously any faction that wants to could potentially stack the deck if we've got elections that are not open and above board, and then actually having a little bit smaller board than that. I could see having a third of that. I could see having 20, 25 board members or whatever. But yeah, 70 something is just a little bit crazy. Yeah, Tag Daddy says everyone forgot a Ron Concert. Yeah, they did. People easily forget about a lot of this stuff. Yeah, Ghost says Ollie North is the president. Yeah. Yeah, that's what they were talking about out there, that they preferred Pete Brownell to Ollie. I think at this point, I mean, I don't know. I'm skeptical. We'll give him a chance. What other choice do we got, right? So, Alaskan Ballistics asking about 458 SOCOM pistol build. Best 458 SOCOM pistol build. You want at least a 10-inch barrel, honestly, on that 458 SOCOM. A lot of pressure, a lot of gas. You know, going shorter, I don't know, likely to have some issues. So, you know, go at least a 10-inch barrel on that. I'm not sure what you're meaning by build, but, you know, Tromix comes to mind really, really quickly with that. The Tromix stuff nowadays, when you're talking mine, I mean, I built it on a Spikes lower with all Wilson Combat upper. And I'd highly recommend that. Again, don't get me wrong. But now I locked my pricing in on that. All of the stuff was back ordered pre-Sandy Hook when I built mine. And nowadays the prices are considerably more if you go through Wilson Combat than it was back then. So, you know, most out there don't have that kind of money in their budget to do it. So, but, you know, maybe look at Tromix. I mean, you definitely want some good stuff when you're talking 458 SOCOM. You can, and Dead Horse out there, we've seen him do it and several others with, you know, building 5.56 stuff, right? Or, you know, do it on a budget. I even did one for a friend one time and was able to scrounge up some used parts here and there and some blemish stuff and whatever. And I think I put one together for, at the time, I mean, a new one, you could get a new one on sale for $5.99 or, you know, something like that. Not quite as cheap as new ones are nowadays, right? In 5.56. And I think I built one for him for, you know, buddy of mine, ex-Marine that really wanted one and just didn't have a lot of money to spend, and got him put together for, I don't know, like $280, right? And he's still using it to this day. It runs fine. But when you get into the alternative caliber stuff, you know, going cheap can be a problem. I just actually was just on a Facebook chat with a local buddy that has a 300 blackout having some issues, and we were talking about drilling the gas port on it. He was asking about that and would that potentially fix this problem. So Tardot's campaigning for himself. He says vote Tardot for 2020. Yeah, Maverick's out there agreeing. Says it really really doesn't matter who's president. Kenneth out there says, yeah, Pete gave it up because he couldn't get the changes made. Yeah, you know, very, very possible. Dak Daddy out there, he brings up a pretty good point. He said the hypocrisy of YouTube protesting the NRA yet taking cash from Brownells. Nobody talks about that. Well, we can talk about that. You know, that's why I'm real quick to say I don't agree with the way the ILA is going. You know, and when you got Brownells, and then you got Potterfield, of course, too. And Potterfield does wonderful with Midway Foundation and the things that they do, and Brownells too, with helping youth and stuff like that, especially. So, you know, they are vested fairly heavily in the actual education side and everything of the NRA. So, you know, I think you can disagree with the ILA to an extent, but, you know, I don't know. I know one thing about the show is that it really, you know, I really didn't get the feel that there was a lot going on political, really. But then again, I was head down pretty much for the 3 days and focused on what I needed to accomplish and I needed to get done. And that was not, you know, going and seeing the Trump speech or the Pence speech or, you know, hearing any of the other numerous people, right, get up and give their political speeches, basically, which is what they are, the rah-rah to the crowd. I will say that I caught the diamond and silk thing was in the media room, I believe it was, when that was going on live, and I was in there eating a lemon, sitting in the floor, eating a lemon square, drinking an RC Cola. And Diamond and Silk, they had screens everywhere in there, and they were playing the speeches and the other stuff and the interviews and what have you, pretty much the entire show on a loop. But this was actually live, and you know, some of the stuff that they were saying, it was kind of riling up the crowd. I didn't, you know, they were really pushing the NRA, you know, was pivotal with ending slavery and basically, and I don't know, I just didn't get on board. Why do we got to interject that into the mix? I mean, really? That's what we've got to do. And going through the chat because I get to rambling here. You guys know that. And by the way, as I told you earlier, I wasn't feeling too great. So we're not going to have a camera today. So just bear with me. And Rokoff's got a good one out there. He's asking what I think about the new Ruger 22 pistols. I think they're not Browning buck marks, is what I think. That's a pretty simple answer. And I think you knew that was coming, right? But yeah, they're okay. Ruger doesn't make bad stuff. They really don't. The problem I have with Ruger, especially when you're dealing with the rimfire stuff, be it the American, you know, the American rimfire rifles or, you know, any other, their 22, their rimfire pistol line, things like that. You know, it's hunting quality, really. I mean, right out of the box anyway. They do tend to require a little more tweaking. The good thing about Ruger is big name. So obviously people are quick to come to market with, you know, aftermarket stuff. So that's pretty good. And I don't know. Yeah. Outlaw out there in the house. He says, cover tack 2020. And then Ghost says, that's my new makeup line. Yes. Just in case you were wondering. Also Andro, look like, Andro and Drew has jumped in with us. So what's up, sir? What else we got here? Drama Chalk said, did I say Utes? I say Utes pretty regular, the Utes. And Tag Daddy said he didn't even see the not real activists. You know, I didn't either. I seen not one person wearing that shirt. And I know Tim was wearing the shirt, but I never run into Tim, right? So there was a lot of people that I didn't run into that I've seen was there later on, and I was like, crap, I never run into them. And it was crazy because the size of that place is not much bigger, if any, than Wanamaker, honestly. You know, it's it doesn't hold a candle to something like SHOT Show. So you would have thought at some point, but I don't know if I'm sure some of you that are out there were the ones that commented, but the one of the videos that I put up, one of the live streams, I was walking around, and I mean, I walked right past James Yeager. I was so busy talking with you guys and doing the lives, I never once even noticed I walked past him, you know. But you guys did in the video, you know, because I got several comments, and they even timestamped it. It's like, that was James Yeager. Like, cool. Had I known, I would have pointed it out and whatever, but I just kind of, it just goes to show you. And then I seen several other people too, Instagram posts and things like that. And I was like, what? Yeah, Tardot saying he's seen one person. There really wasn't. Ghost is saying there wasn't a lot of hoopla. There really wasn't a lot of hoopla. It was for me and for everybody else, particularly with Gun Channels, with our little group that was there, and the people I interacted with. It was a fun show. It was fun, laid back, you know. And what was crazy to me is now that I'm going through my content and I'm going through the pictures and I'm going through the follow-ups on the contacts and everything that I need to do, I realized the gravity of everything I got done. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, it was laid back. It was fun. And I got a whole lot of stuff done. A whole lot of cool stuff done. Not just filmed a whole lot of stuff, but, you know, making contacts and other things. So it was pretty cool. Ghost says they had the RC in the media room. I'm telling you, that was my favorite part, was the RC. I come home, got three cases of RC sitting here at the house. So that was nice. Now, RL's asking, do I train the Utes with the lever action? No, that would be probably Outlaw that would handle that. Looks like JBP joined us there, and Grim in the house as well. So, what is up? Kenneth says no camera. I must be naked. I'm not naked, but I am in PJs. Seriously, don't mind telling you that. Vanessa Kitty is out there. She's cornering me on it. She says, "What is hunting quality?" Accuracy, you know, mainly what I mean by hunting quality is, you know, the refinement on the parts are not as good as they could be. Tolerances on the parts are not quite as good as they could be, which is a manufacturing thing. It takes time. That's where you get into all the money when you get something from, say, Wilson Combat, right? And I know I mentioned them earlier. Believe me, I'm not paid by Wilson Combat. I wish I was. But, you know, they're assigned Wilson Combat. They basically, you know, you send your 1911, whatever, into them. They hand it to one guy, and it stays with that one guy until it's done. And he hand fits and stones and polishes everything out and fits things and whatever, sends it back. And if you ever have to send it back in, it goes back to that same guy if he's still working there. So, just fit and finish. And then, inherent accuracy, you know. Being sub MOA. Tardot saying he missed a lot during SHOT Show too. Said he missed a lot during the show. Was exhausted both days after getting videos and playing cameraman. Yeah, Tardot had to play multiple roles there. So, as we say in Texas, bless his heart, right? Double A is in the house. What is up, buddy? Looks like Stealth Hunter jumped in too. See, Double A's asking, said he was just chatting with KD about the show and the live stream. Was Hank around? Hank was not around then. I'll tell you the story with Hank. I got there Friday morning, got in the media. The line was a line for the media room. Got in it right behind Hank and Lola. And the line for the media room moved slow. So spent quite a bit of time with Hank and Lola there in line and talking about things. And got into the media room. Got our stuff, whatever. We were still talking. We were still talking when we hit the floor of the hall there. And he said he had to go to ATI. He had some appearances and some different things. And he was like, if you're going live, you know, come down there to ATI. You know, I was like, okay, cool. Of course, you've all seen my rig, or you should have seen it by now. But I had to get my rig put together, right? So found me a little nook in the exhibit hall and kind of sit down on the floor and started assembling things. And by the time I got to ATI, he wasn't there. And by the time I found ATI, got there and found it, He wasn't there. And so I said, okay, I'll run into him later. And I never did run into him again. So way it is. But as you can tell from the video, like I said, when we got out on the floor, we did find quite a few other people. 1% says, I'll never get a Glock or Century money now after dissing Jaeger. I didn't diss him. When did I diss him? All I said was I just walked right by him. And I did that with several people. The dude from Sons of Guns, you know, Joe, like the explosives guy, like the math teacher, whatever, chemistry teacher, explosives guy. I walked right by him, you know, and after, I don't know, took 4 or 5 seconds or something. And I was like, was that who I think that was? And later on, I seen him again. He was like taking selfies with people. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's Joe. Cool. And he got more attention than anybody else at the show that I've seen, which was, I guess, because he was on TV, right? I guess that a lot of the people there, you know, I don't want to say FUDs, you know, but I don't want to say FUDs, but FUDs. I guess some of them there, they don't really follow the stuff on here like all of you do. So, you know, they're not familiar with some of the other personalities and things out there. And, you know, somebody that was on TV takes the cake. So, I'm like way behind in the chat. My apology, G's. Not my apologies to G, but just my apologies. I did find something I thought G might be interested in. I know he likes all the little mini revolvers, and I found that Ranger 2. I don't know if you guys have seen the Instagram picture on that, but the little break action NAA revolver. God, that's freaking awesome. Roll call. I'm glad you reminded me of that, roll call. He says enough. So how was the chat with American Gun Chick? Talk to her and Joe, run into them. I did talk to them about Joe actually mentioned the autograph or whatever you wanted, bro. And so we got that worked out. I got to send you an email or something here in a little bit. But anyway, I talked to her and Joe for a while. And they were kind of browsing some booths and stuff. And I had to get back to the media room and get some things done. So I got ahead of them and lost in the mix. And then I never seen them again either. So it happens. You know, and I don't think I've seen, trying to think how many times that I actually seen Tack out there. I think I only seen him twice or something, the whole show. And the second time was because he looked for us. So we actually set that meet time up. AA says, cool, you got to meet other people. And yes, FUDs. Yeah, I kind of got that feeling walking around the show. I mean, it's just, I don't know. You don't necessarily want to stereotype people, but with what they, just the way they acted and all of that, it was like, yeah, they really don't know what's going on with things. They're just kind of here to check out all the cool new toys. RL says he got to sign in his American in X39. It's a fun rifle to shoot. Yes, I have not. I've played with one in Blackout, but I have not played with the X39, but it probably would be. I have shot this. I don't remember the model, but I have shot the CZ version of that, the bolt action CZ in X39. Jake's jumping in with us now. So. Tardot says, man, I caught up with Tack and y'all, I was good. I don't worry too much about finding others, but I notice I'm awesome, but know we're bouncing around like crazy. Yeah, if everybody else was head down and doing things like I was, and I mean, that's why you don't see them. I mean, ultimately, you're there to whatever goals you're set to, you know, try to get those done. And yeah, I didn't seek anybody out either. Yeah, RL says 527 is a CZ. Yep, that sounds right. Double A says he'll be buying another bolt action 30-06 soon. Cool. What are you looking at, Double A? What are you thinking? High end or what? Local 223 is asking if Tom from Weapons Education was there. That I do not know. I didn't see him if he was, but that's fine because somebody asked about Hickok in one of the live streams, and Hickok and John was there. And I missed freaking Hickok and John in that place. So that really shows you how much I was paying attention, because how do you miss Hickok and John, you know? You would think you could see their heads bobbing from all the way across the 5 acres or 15 acres or 15 acres, right? All the way across the 15 acre. Oh, you think you'd see them towering around, bumping their heads on the light fixtures. Now, Ghost is trying to start a fight out there, and he knows I don't mind. I don't mind. I'll punch up. So he says, well, I'm trying to see what prompted the whole demo thing there, Ghost. Are you just trying to start a fight? That's all it was, right? He says demo is a tool. Yeah, he showed up in disguise. Why? Because the fact that he's Matt from Demo Ranch is not enough to draw people to him, I'm guessing. I don't know that. He's just got to be silly with it. I wished he did more for the industry and did more for the advocacy side of things. You know, I don't call on anybody to be an activist. We've talked about this many times. There's varying degrees. I mean, and there's nothing inherently wrong, even, you know, if you're on the side, that side where, you know, you could be considered a FUD. We all start somewhere, and you know, if you're a lifelong FUD, that may be a problem, but, you know, but yeah, he's just not, I don't know. It's like he's in it for him, nobody else. And he annoys me to no end. So, but I actually got behind him. He was in disguise. I actually got behind him. And, I noticed, I'm like, who are these people that are like in disguise here? What is going on? And I'm like, you know what? I bet that's freaking Matt from Demo Ranch. And I didn't no more get back to the media room or something until the buzz was around. They're like, did you see Demo Ranch? He's walking around in a costume. I'm like, uh-huh. Called it. RL out there is talking about, he's talking about his X-39 American. His best grip he managed with steel case was 1.5 inches and 100 yards. You can't balk it at 1.5 inches and 100 yards of steel, dude. Come on. Come on. Nothing wrong with that. Double A talking about his 30-06. He was looking at getting another one. And he said, she's not sure yet what he's going to get. Says, you know, that, knows the Savage 30-06 was the tax driver and, not a bank breaker. Was that like an Axis or, you know, 111, Model 10, 110? Which one did you have before? Cause even the Axis, the newer Axis are fairly nice. They're not the higher ends. Roll call talking about the new Taurus. Yeah, I dropped an Instagram on that. For those that don't know, Taurus now has three sizes of 1911s to choose from, which You know, companies make moves and you're watching them and you're like, hey, that, I think that might have been a pretty smart move. I'm glad they did that. And that's one thing for Taurus. I was like, that's a pretty smart move, because the 1911, you know, it's no doubt it's popular and there's no doubt people want to carry it, but I mean, they don't want to carry a big, huge full size necessarily. You know, they don't want to spend the money, or rather they don't have the money to spend on something really expensive either. So there we go. 1% hit it, man. He said demo was hiding from me. That's what it was. After SHOT Show, he knew that the Tactical Leprechaun would be at NRA, and so he that's exactly what he did. I didn't think about that, but you're right, he had to come incognito, he had to come in disguise so he could try to go through the show without actually bumping into me. Maybe I wouldn't see him. That is absolutely right. A lot of demo hate out there. What's weird is, you know, go get on his videos and say something, you know, and oh man, you know, or just about anywhere other than in one of my chats. And you know, because there's a lot of consensus out there, but well, see, Al's taking up for him. Al says, actually, if you knew the backstory, demo does it to fund veterinary care for abandoned animals. Mm-hmm. Yep, and he hates kids along the way. So I guess maybe he should spend a little more time nurturing the next generation of Second Amendment supporters than he does worrying about abandoned animals. But yeah, I'll get on a big rant. So yeah, that was that was Ghost's fault for starting that. We got to get off the whole demo thing. This will be the whole show will be crap about demo. Good Lord. Yeah, Ghost got to hang with Tonto for a little bit, he's saying, and also chewed out a manufacturer. Yeah, I'm gonna let you tell that story, maybe tomorrow night. I won't tell that. But Ghost has a really good story about a certain manufacturer that he had certain words with. Oh yeah, Tardot. I'm glad you mentioned that, Tardot. Tardot is he mentioned, and we don't have to talk all about we don't have to just talk about NRA. I know that we're coming off of NRA, but the Tardot out there is talking about SAR USA, and what is it? UTOS, right? They also import UTOS. Well, there's UTOS USA now, so the shotguns that they had were UTOS. The seen some stuff. Got to hang with Frank, which is the head gunsmith, I guess, for SAR USA. And quite possibly the coolest industry gunsmith out there. Seriously, Frank's awesome. And so a few things, though. I'll tell the SAR story here. I walk up and of course he recognized me, Frank did, and you know, at some point, and I was just picking on him, at some point, you know, you guys know I want to get hands on one of those SAR revolvers, right? The SAR 38. And I'm like, where's my revolver? I'm like, you love Ghost more than me. He was able to get him a SAR 9. Where's my SAR 38? What's going on? You know, come on, man. This ain't right. And he told me they was having some issues, you know, getting them into the country, blah, 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 which makes sense, because I think we were on Ellis's chat or something one night, and we were looking at those and looking at some other revolvers and stuff, and we couldn't find any nowhere in stock. So that makes sense now that I think about that, because they switched from Sarla's Maz or whatever, and they moved from EAA, I think. Or is it? Yeah, EAA. importing them to, you know, SAR USA. Now they're going to bring in their own, basically. And so anyway, there's some importation issues or something. And pretty much with everything except for the UTOPS line and the, what am I thinking? The SAR 9, which Ghost has, or Ghost was able to get hands on. So anyway, yeah, he assured me that as soon as they got some in, that I would get to play with one, which is awesome because I really, really enjoyed that. I was impressed with it even after shooting the 686 Performance Center. That's what was crazy. At SHOT Show, I shot that 686 Performance Center, and then like two booze later, I was on that SAR revolver. And I was like, you know, it's not a performance center. I mean, right? It's like, what, a fourth of the cost or less. But, I mean, it was a nice revolver. I mean, it felt good. The weight was good. It was balanced. The trigger was nice. I mean, it was just nice. And then, yeah, they had their CZ clones out there, which is their, you know, their alloy steel frame stuff. And yeah, that I can't even remember what model it is. The crap, not the K2, the other one, Tardot and RL, I think, was talking about the K2. That K245 is pretty neat from SAR. It's the other one. What am I thinking? The 89S or the what is it? Crap, I don't remember. Anyway, doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. The 9mm CZ clone. But what I liked about that particular one, if you notice in that Instagram picture, is the that back strap and how it's got that deep cut and all in it. I mean, it just, man, you can ride really high on the grip. It feels awesome. And it's a weighted pistol. You know, it's a steel frame, which, I mean, I'm a polymer guy, don't get me wrong. But, man, it just, it felt like a CZ, and it felt like my Jericho does, and actually maybe even felt a little better, to be honest with you, in the hand. Now, you know, performance wise we'll see. So I don't know, maybe one day I'll have an opportunity to actually shoot one of those. They can get them into the country and we'll have an opportunity to actually play with them and check them out. Ah, hey, Grandman is in the house with us here. He's asking, will Ollie North, basically, will Ollie North change things up? I honestly don't think so. He's not an industry guy. And he's a pseudo quasi politician, you know, on top of that. Political analyst, maybe a military political analyst, but still. So I don't know. I mean, I've got some concerns. I'm not, my thoughts aren't all together. I mean, that's something that kind of just happened. So my thoughts aren't really all together on it yet, but I've never been a huge Ollie North fan regardless. So, but we'll see. What's Black Cat out there? Velo says Clover found a new gun. I found a bunch of new guns. What are you talking about? You know, what they need to do, if they knew how important and how much of a big shot I was, what the NRA would have done is they would have allowed me to go in there. See, you know, the doors opened at what, like 10 o'clock. They'd allowed me to go in there at like 9 in the morning and just walk around and fill my bag, my goodie bag, with actual guns, right? And then leave. But they just don't understand the significance of how important I am, I guess. I don't know. It hurts my feelings, but unfortunately, that's the way it is. I haven't made it in the big time enough yet to garner the favor of every single manufacturer in the firearm industry. So, but I did. There were some cool ones. There'll be a. I did visit IWI. Looked at the Tavors, specifically the Tavor 7. Bad to the bone, man. So some of that stuff's coming. Talk with a guy with Honor Guard. You don't hear a whole lot about Honor Guard. I've shot the Honor Guard. I've handled the Honor Guard. The way the company structure is set up and their mission statement and all that is pretty cool. The design, I'm not going to give a lot away because there's video coming on it. But, you know, with the internals, I've never broken one down. But, you know, with the internals and some of the other stuff that found out in that interview, hey, I'm warming up to that little pistol. It's pretty cool. So got that coming. Talked with Ruger about the 9mm carbine. So got some stuff coming with that, and had a cool interview with CJ Buck, which is the fifth generation owner of Buck Knives. And that was an interesting story. I walked up to the Buck Knives booth, and they've got a couple of cool new things out. You know, traditionally they're, you know, hunting knives, you know, everyday use type knives, right? Not the tactical stuff like you see with, what am I thinking? Sog or Boker or, what's some other ones? Even Kershaw to an extent nowadays, the way it's going, and you know, all of these other tactical companies, right? So they've got a few, and I'm a stickler. You know, if you watched any of my stuff or listened to me talk about knives, I'm not a big knife guy, but I've got preferences when it comes to the blade design. There's things I like, and then other ones are ugly, and I don't like the Tonto, and I don't like serrated blades, and I just don't like that. And Buck they kind of have integrated some of the old school knife with the new school technology of the, you know, spring assist and things like that. So I walk up to the booth, and you know, I wanted to kind of get an interview and talk about some of that history, the history of Buck, because there's a lot of history in Buck too. And I asked a guy, I said, have y'all got a guy here, media guy? I said, somebody that, you know, do an interview or, you know, talk on camera, is comfortable talking on camera. And I usually ask that because they've got people that are the salesman people, and they've got you know, people that are just better at talking than others, right? Or more comfortable. And he said, yeah, he said, if you wait a minute, CJ will be back. I'm like, okay, cool. I said, there's always that one guy, you know, is what I was telling him. I said, okay, I can hang out. I actually wanted to talk to the guys at the booth next door to them. And I said, that's cool. I said, there's always that one guy, you know, that that's good with media. And he says, well, I'm talking about CJ Buck. And I'm like, holy crap. Are you serious? I actually get to talk to Mr. Buck himself. I'm like, nice. Yeah, I got all backed up in the chat here, so bear with me. So, because there's all kinds of stuff. Yeah, Garan, what's he saying? That's what he's thinking. Talking about Ollie North. Says his past makes him question his motives. Hey, Gelsman just jumped in with us. What's up, bud? Angry at the world is what he says. Clint's in the house. I see now. He says the classic Buck folder is all you need to take a deer apart. That's right. That's my point. That's really, to me, that's a quintessential, you know, one of the quintessential knives. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to go by there maybe and talk about history a little bit, because we got all the tactical stuff and everything nowadays. But, you know, back in the day, you had a good Buck folder, you were good to go. So. Vanessa Kitty says East Wing makes a tactical hatchet tomahawk. Local hardware store has a couple. Yeah, you know, I've seen quite a few hatchets. They're actually changing, especially like roofing hammers. I don't know if anybody's familiar with a roofing hammer or not, but I've seen some roofing hammers that I've looked at, and I thought, man, you know, that's not a tactical hatchet, but it could very easily become a tactical hatchet. So. Yeah, that's what Al's saying. Uh-huh. See, that's what happens when I'm behind in the chat. He says those are roofing hatchets. Roofing hammers is what I've always called them. But yeah, they could certainly be used as a, you know, as a hatchet, and they got some cool designs on some of them too. Guzma says, the buck and the Kershaw still American bucks. Not, not all Gerber and Kershaws are. Yeah, Grandson, he prefers Case over buck. Yeah, Case is a, like a step, is definitely maybe more than one step up, several steps up from buck. Case is definitely the Cadillac, one of the Cadillacs. Yeah, Jillum says it. Yeah, they still make, yeah, it depends on which one you get. They have their Chinese made, and then they have their, or overseas made, I should say. Seems like there was something in here. Scotsman jumped in at some point. I know he did. I know I seen him. I know I seen the flag. But I don't know where. He got lost in the mix somewhere. I could have swore I seen him jump in. I could be wrong. And the tactical pickle jumped in too. Al talking about a charade. Uncle Henry. Heck yeah. Yeah, Einstein out there says buck knives are a family tradition. They make auto openers now. Yeah, that's why I stopped by to talk to him about what's the auto openers and the and the blades. I'm not a big knife guy, or so, you know, I don't get all off into necessarily the overseas. I mean, you guys have seen the SOG knockoff I've got, the SOG knockoff stiletto. If not, there's a video on it. I carry that one a lot. I love the blade and all on that. And it opens boxes, and it would poke somebody in the event I needed to defensively use it. I think it would probably do the job. It's sharp and it's pointy. So RL says Glocksman's here. I thought I seen him, but I scrolled up and I didn't see any. Didn't see anything from him, so. Trying to think what else went on. Talked with a few other companies. Talked with Timber Creek Outdoors. They make all types of AR accessories. Oh, and one thing they showed me, and hopefully I can get my hands on it. I heard from their guy. Actually, I got an email today. He was basically asking what I wanted. I was like, well, don't send me like a big box of a ton of stuff because I got to have time to do it. So let's trickle it in, you know. But they have one thing when we were looking at the Tavor 7, right? It was a 45-degree throw on the safety on that Tavor 7. And I'm like, maybe I'm crazy, but I mean, I'm not the most tactically inclined with stuff, right? And at the end of the day, I mean, I think I really do prefer a revolver and a lever action. But that 45-degree throw is just awesome. I'm thinking of all the benefits of that, how quick it is and other things. And Timber Creek Outdoors actually makes an Ambi 45-degree throw safety for your AR. I'm like, whoa, nice. And they make rails and foregrips and a lot of that stuff is skeletonized as well, which is pretty cool. It's lightweight. But yeah, talk to them. Talk to Swagger Bipods. Again, talk to them multiple times. They're good friends. So there'll be some stuff coming out on that, and probably some T&E even on their Hunter series. I haven't gotten hands yet on the final production. Talked to him at SHOT Show, and I don't know if y'all watched the video on that from Swagger Bipods at SHOT Show, but they had their Precision series or whatever with Bipod. It's still not out. They've like went back to the drawing board and tweaked things on it several times now. So as impressive as it was at SHOT Show, it's going to be really impressive, I think, once they finally nail down the final design. But at least I'll get to play with the Hunter model, and it's pretty cool. It's sort of like a bipod, and integrating shooting sticks, you know, all rolled into one. Velo says, how can you not like knives? Talking about Mr. Knives? Are we talking about Mr. Knives now? I like Mr. Knives. How can you not like somebody that does not love chocolate, right? Grant says, isn't Knives on in the morning? RL says, Mr. Knives is going to be triggered. I'm just not a big knife guy. It's not, I don't like geek out over knives, right? A lot of people geek out over a lot of stuff. Y'all geek out over, you know, shotguns, or you geek out over pistols, or you geek out over tactical rifles, or you geek out over hunting rifles, or you geek out over calibers or reloads. Lots of things people can geek out over. And to me, a knife is more utilitarian than anything. As long as it can cut a rope and open a box, that's primarily what most people are going to use it for. So if it's something you like the way it looks, you like the way it feels, you like the weight, you like the way it opens, you like the blade design on it. Jelsma says, America, no compromise. Tag Daddy says, is he still talking? I am. People are still like asking questions and what have you. So just, if you can't troll any better than that, Tack, that's all I got to say. Kind of scroll back through here, see what I missed. Not really a lot on the Gun Channel side. I see Ralph over there now and Dead Horse, but really not a lot going on except for Patriot jumped in to say Ollie for president. Chelsma says, no step on knife. It would hurt. There you go. Vanessa Kitty says, uses her knives for cleaning animals mostly. Yeah, I've got one of those butchering kits. That's what I've got. It's always done the job. It's always worked really well. Chelsma says Gerber was better before Fiskars bought them out. Yeah, I believe it was, because I've got, I've talked about this before. I've got a Gerber multi-tool. I can't remember the model of the new one, but it's a multi-tool that slides out. The pliers slide out the front, right? It's the one that'll screw your fingers up if you ain't careful. And it's an old one. I've got it for me years and years and years ago. Still solid as rock, still does the job, and assuming that I don't lose it, because one time I lost that sucker for like 2 or 3 years, I lost it. But as long as I don't lose it, and I have it around, it works and works great. The new one's like that, and I've got a Gerber suspension, which is a folding multi-tool. And it's okay, but I mean, it's not near the quality of the old one. I mean, you can just tell. And actually, the cheap Sheffield at Walmart looks almost identical. What I ought to do is I ought to go buy one of those. They're cheap enough, simply to do a comparison and weigh them and all of that, because they're almost the cuts in them, the tools on them, everything is almost identical to that Gerber. And it sort of makes you wonder if they ain't made in the same place by the same people. Yeah, Jelsma says Gerber was best in the 90s. Yeah, that's probably where, probably about the time frame that I got the multi-tool I'm talking about. Yeah, Patriot says, for the record, he would have an ally on his side any day. He's a stand-up Marine. Actually, watching him in the A's made him join. So, yeah, I mean, I say we see what happens. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it, you know, what he did back then, how he acted back then. I mean, for the longest time, like I said, he's been a political analyst. He's been in that political arena. And, I mean, we know what happens to people. You know, it's Mr. Smith goes to Washington. It's, you know, people seem like great people, and then they get tied up in all of that, and they start cutting deals and compromising because, you know, they see, I think a lot of times they get in there with our politicians and they see that they really can't change anything like they thought they were going to do, right? And then so they get in there, and that's when they start, they compromise a little here and there. And the next thing you know, I don't want to say they're crooked. I would not go that far with some of them, sure. But, you know, that certainly doesn't apply to all of them. But, you know, they're willing to compromise sometimes where they probably shouldn't. Should not. Yeah, something like that. A Native Gun says, North has an ego the size of Texas. That's an awful big ego. I don't know that I agree. I don't know that I necessarily agree with that, but he sort of has some clout to have a fairly big ego in a way. But we talked about that at the very top of the chat here about the interview with Pincus and some of the other people that were out there at the NRA show, and how they're just, you know, for the most part, they're regular fun loving, you know, gun loving, whatever people, right? So sometimes you get an appearance that they're that way, and then you actually get to meet up with somebody and you're like, interesting. They're a regular person. Justin says Crowder put out a video, so he's going to skip out. He's on the troll. So there you go. Get after it. And I don't know what Tardot's talking about. He says no step on Smurf. So, but yeah, it looks like Mr. Matt fired up for his Guns and Geeks. So that means we're over. I'm looking down here at 1%. Now he's saying no step on Fraggle. So, but, yeah, we're over the hour here. It goes fast on Monday. Golly, it goes so fast. It's crazy. So we're going to get out of here. Yeah, got Mr. Matt coming up. Don't forget again, if you're a patron for Ghost Tactical, then the patron chat, Patreon chat, the whatever he calls it, is going to happen 10 Central. That would be 11 Eastern, correct? Reminder on that to go check that out. And then, all the other shows tomorrow, the rest of the week, look for all kinds of stuff. If you're curious about hashtags, hashtag GCNRA18 is what all of the gun channels peeps have been using to tag their Instagram posts and all their other stuff. So, if you kind of want to get all that right in one place, go to the Instagrams or whatever, or the Facebooks or the Twitters, and just put hashtag GCNRA18. And then you ain't got to scroll through a bunch of crap. It's all right there. So, but that's it. Look for all the cool stuff that probably going to come this week, next week, and maybe the next several weeks. A lot of it's out there. Thanks for hanging out. And if we don't see you before then, we will see you Wednesday. Later.